Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we commemorate the day of All Souls, all of the faithful departed. Just as yesterday we offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass in honor of the Church triumphant, so today we offer this same sacrifice for the relief and the release of the Church suffering, that is, the poor souls who are undergoing the purifying fires of purgatory. These are the souls who have died in God's grace and friendship, but are still imperfectly purified, and therefore, not having been entirely purified in this life, must be purified in the next. Again, as it says in the book of Revelation, that nothing unclean will enter heaven. And what we do today by coming to the help of the faithful departed, by our prayers, by offering the Holy Mass for them, this is a work which is very pleasing to God. This is a great expression, a great act of charity towards our neighbor, of all the faithful departed, that is, those who have died filled with faith. That's what we mean when we say the faithful departed. And we are bound, as St. Paul says, to do good. While we have time, let us do good, but especially to those of the household of the faith. And so these brothers and sisters of ours, members of the mystical body, the faithful departed, we come to their help by our prayers, and by our sacrifices, by the Holy Mass. As it says in the second book of Maccabees, it is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from sins. And so that's what we do today. Seek to grant relief and release to the souls in purgatory. And this day also reminds us that each and every one of us is coming to that day of judgment. As it says in the letter to the Hebrews, it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment. As we are all headed for judgment after death. And who is it that is going to be our judge? It is none other than our Lord, as we read in today's Gospel. The Gospel today says, for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to execute judgment. And so Lord is going to judge us after our death. And what is he going to judge us on? He's going to judge us according to our works. Again, as it says in the book of Revelation and also St. John's Gospel, the dead were judged by those things which were written in the books according to their works, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment, that is, to condemnation. And so, when our works are judged, if we haven't done evil works, died with those evil works weighing down upon our soul, then we will not experience the resurrection of judgment, the condemnation. But if we are not filled with good works, if there are imperfections when these works are judged, they must suffer the pain of fire, the purification of fire. Again, we read from the first letter of the Corinthians, the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Was it a good work? Was it an evil work? An imperfect work? If the work which any man has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward for the good works. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. And that's a direct reference to the souls in purgatory. That is, they are saved, but they are suffering loss for those works which did not stand the test of fire. And so today, we pray for them. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.